Bienvenido a otro episodio de Aprenda Inglés con The Language Coach. En este episodio, corporate presentations, comida y además expresiones sobre cómo mantener la calma. Aprenda Inglés con The Language Coach. Entonces, por ejemplo, cuando tú tienes, o sea, we're talking about like making a corporate presentation, ¿no? Entonces, ¿cómo más o menos te diriges a la audiencia y de repente introduces el tema que tú quieres hablar? Y ahorita vamos a hablar de presentaciones en general, pero pues, ¿qué nos puedes contar?
Yeah, I would start with greeting everyone, welcoming everyone, probably asking a question and maybe like a thanks for coming. So I would say, good morning, everybody. Thank you for attending this event today. I hope you're all doing well. How are you? And then they might be like, yeah. And then you'll be like, are you dead? How are you? And be like, we're awesome. And then yeah, I'll just say thank you for sharing your time with us today. We have a good program set up for you, so let's get it going.
It's kind of like engaging the audience, ¿no? Sí, en el mundo corporativo muchas veces las personas también lo que dicen es okay, mi nombre es Robert, yo soy el fundador de tal empresa o soy el director académico y esto lo otro. Okay, y si, dependiendo del tema, ¿cómo introduces el tema del que vas a hablar?
Yeah, I would say, today I'd like to talk to you about science. Or I would like to take this opportunity to talk to you about the failing school budget. Ooh. Or by the end of this presentation, you will know how to better manage your employees.
Okay, so if you use that one by the end of the presentation, es como que le estás dando a la gente, le estás mostrando a la gente, este es el beneficio de esta presentación.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if you were teaching a skill or if someone was at a professional development or a workshop, that would be an appropriate situation if you were putting on a presentation. To share the objective. Yeah, the objective of this presentation is for you guys to walk away with the skills to do X.
Okay, okay. Y bueno, si tú quieres como, para ti, ¿qué quiere decir el outline?
An outline?
Yeah.
Yeah, an outline is like basically like the bones of what's going to happen. So if you wanted to outline your presentation to the people attending your presentation, you would say, this is the objective. This is what we're going to accomplish. And we're going to do that by first doing this, A, second doing B, third doing C. And yeah, that's how we do it.
Okay, so outline is como el orden de la... No, my presentation is divided into four parts. I'm first going to talk about this, then I'm going to talk about that. Uno, estas secuencias, no, first, second, third, or initially, then, and finally. Uno siempre como que las tiene en el bolsillo, no? So it's like you keep them in your pocket, and then you use them. Every time you're going to make a presentation, you end up using the same, unless you're a master in eloquence and you just change them around. ¿Cuál sería la tuya, Erin?
Yeah, I am in my classroom, trying to think about that. I did have it divided up into like a mini lesson. So I would say something like, all right, everybody, hi, how are you doing today? Last class or last presentation or last meeting, we spoke about this, we learned this, and today we're going to continue to use that knowledge and build upon that knowledge. And the new skill we're going to learn today is analyzing, let's say, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say first I'm going to demonstrate these skills for to you. Then I'm going to have you guys try them with each other. And then you're going to do it on your own. And then you're going to teach the class to finish.
Okay.
I would say the first part will take about 5 minutes. The second chunk will be 20 minutes. And the last chunk would be 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
En esta sección vamos a ver expresiones como keep a cool head, keep a straight face, y heads up.
Keep a cool head or keep a straight face. Keep a cool head quiere decir tener una, la cabeza fresca o la cabeza tranquila. Pero en inglés, keep a cool head, what does that mean?
Yeah, that just means to stay calm.
All right. With a very Bostonian accent.
Stay calm.
Calm. Yeah, there are some words, Skyla, dollar, that sound very, I mean, Boston, it's very, keep a straight face. Keep a straight face quiere decir en español, pues como tener una cara derecha o larga, pero what does it mean to keep a straight face in English?
Yeah, to keep a straight face means to keep your face neutral in a moment when you're maybe you want to laugh. So if you think something was funny but it wouldn't be appropriate to laugh, you want to keep a straight face.
Okay.
Like, just keep your face neutral so people can't read your emotions.
Your emotions. Maybe when you're playing poker, you would need to keep a straight face.
Yeah, you would have, yeah, just a serious face. Yeah.
Just a serious face. All right, fair enough. What about the expression heads up? Heads up, que en español quiere decir, bueno, cabezas arriba, pero what does it really mean when someone in English gives you a heads up?
Yeah, when someone gives you a heads up, they're just they're letting you know information that they think that you should know. And it could be in a couple different contexts. Like, so for example, if I was giving a presentation and you found out that everyone in the audience is a vegetarian and I was going to start with like a bacon joke, you might give me a heads up and tell me like, oh, I don't think that bacon joke is going to land with this audience because they're all vegetarians. And I would say to you, oh my God, thank you for the heads up. Like, whoa.
Okay. It's like a warning.
Yeah, it's like a warning. Yeah, it's like sharing information that someone thinks that you should know.
Okay, es como una advertencia. Perfecto.
Y ya para terminar, vamos a hablar de comida. Erin nos cuenta un poquito de cómo extraña la comida en Latinoamérica, cómo extraña los sabores, que la comida en realidad es más sabrosa, es más natural, menos químicos, menos aditivos, y se preparan cosas más ricas en nuestros países.
The food is much richer here in general. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I was able to get my hands on some plátanos, and I made tostones, and I cried because it's like so good, the flavor, you know, and it just brought me back to Colombia. And it's really interesting too, because being at my parents' house and then being here and seeing what my family was cooking and what my friends here cook. It's just completely different. The meals are totally different than the meals that I was making, in Colombia and Honduras and Costa Rica. And we don't have access to the same food exactly. And that's been kind of hard because I really like, it's cleaner eating. It's like cleaner
eating. Yeah, it is cleaner eating. It is true. It is cleaner. It's people say like, why people, I've discussed this with some people I understand you buying organic in Colombia, but in general, most of the stuff is organic anyway. You know, it's better in that sense.
But, and I feel like I don't eat bread at all in Colombia or in Latin American countries. Like, bread is kind of replaced by rice.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it's like you know, bagels, bread, sandwiches. It's like so much.
So much bread. It's true.
I miss the avocados and the platanos and the beans. Because you guys have like really big beans there. And we don't have big beans there. I miss the juicy limes. All of our limes here are garbage. Super dry. Sucks. Yeah.
Muchas gracias por acompañarnos en Aprende Inglés con The Language Coach. Los esperamos en nuestro próximo episodio, en donde continuaremos teniendo charlas con Erin sobre vocabulario, gramática, expresiones y uso del inglés en el día a día. Aprende Inglés con The Language Coach.